From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're listening in, and I hope that you'll continue to do so for the next quarter hour as we bring to you God's precious Word. May I just take a moment to encourage our listeners to write, if you haven't already done so. We're grateful for those who have taken the time to put pen to paper and drop us a line. So, if you haven't written us yet, make certain to write to us this week. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's letting the Bible speak from the book of Psalms. In fact, it's Psalm 39 and the verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. That message is coming up in just a few moments after we hear some words in song. So don't go away, stay tuned, and hear the Lord's message today.
My soul.
Bible reading today is from Psalm 39, verse 7. There we read, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee." In this psalm, David is taking stock of his life. He considers the frailty of his life, for in verse 4 he says, "Lord, make me to know how frail I am." He thinks upon the vanity of life, because in regard to man, in verse 6 he says, "He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them." Also, David ponders the brevity of life. From verses 5 and 13, he says to God, "Thou hast made my days as an handbreadth. I go hence and be no more. In the midst of such serious thoughts, David also expresses a ray of hope and light through the words of verse 7 when he says, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." Such words show that David had hope, and this hope was in Christ his Saviour. Through Christ his sins were all forgiven, and he was ready for heaven. As well as expressing the psalmist's own hope, such words, when applied in the gospel, imply the need for urgency and haste with regard to the matter of salvation. They show the necessity of the sinner seeking Christ for salvation, and they highlight the hope that the sinner can have for eternity through Christ. As we would think upon this verse, three thoughts that I want you to consider with me. First of all, a past reflection. David asks, "What wait I for?" He is asking, "Why have I waited so long upon this earth?" This is a question that all of us would do well to consider, but especially so if you are still not saved. With the words of David, "What wait I for?" ask yourself the question, "Why have I waited this long to be saved, and remained so long in my sin on the broad road to a lost eternity?" And answering that question, is it because you've wanted time to consider the matter? Well, the more time you take, the harder your heart will become to the gospel. Remember Pharaoh, who rejected God's word? The Bible says, "And Pharaoh's heart hardened. In that state he perished in his sin." And the longer you wait to be saved, the more hardened your heart will become to the gospel. And the longer you wait, the less opportunities you will have for getting saved. Job says, "If I wait, the grave is mine house." If you wait till the grave is your house, then time will have ended for you, and you will have wasted every opportunity for being saved. But perhaps it's the case that you're still not saved because you're waiting to get a better knowledge of the Bible. Well, in 1 Corinthians we read, "Not many wise men, not many mighty men are called." You could wait until you think you know the Bible inside out, and yet die without Christ as your Saviour. This country is full of people who have an acquaintance with the Bible, yet they do not know the Christ of the Bible as their Saviour. Or maybe it's the case that you are still without salvation because you are waiting for better terms. You are waiting until you find a better church, until you reform your life, until you see some bright light from heaven. Or perhaps you are still waiting to be saved because you think that the way of salvation will change. Well, in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, God says, "I am the Lord, I change not." Therefore, his way of salvation will never change. There will be no moving of the goalposts. That unchanging way to be saved is by repentance toward God and faith in the sacrificial work of Christ upon the cross. In Acts 17, verse 30, we read, "Now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Then in Ephesians 2, verse 8, we read, "For by grace are you saved through faith." It is by repentance toward God, faith in Christ Jesus, that you can be saved. Yes, we see in our text a past reflection, "What wait I for?" But secondly, we see a present response. After reflecting upon the past, David says, "And now, Lord, my hope is in thee." In the gospel, such words indicate that such a man is turning to the Lord for help. Verse 8 of this psalm, David cries out to the Lord, "Deliver me from all my transgressions." David is thus looking to the only one who can deliver him from his sin. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. His blood is the only remedy for our sin. And coming to Christ for salvation, David had all his sins forgiven, because in Psalm 103, verse 12, he was able to say, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Likewise, if you are to have all your sins pardoned, then you must call upon the Lord and confess your sin to him. Like David, you need to cry out, "Lord, deliver me from all my transgressions." In Mark chapter 5, we're told of a woman in great need, one who was still lost in sin. The Bible tells us, "When she heard of Jesus, she came and touched his garment, saying, 'If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole.' In her need she came in faith to Christ, for no one else could help her. Her quest was not in vain. For the Lord said to her, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." The hymn writer told of the time when he sought Christ for salvation. For he says, "I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he hath made me glad." If you are still not a Christian in the true sense of the word, may your present response today be that of seeking the Lord for the salvation of your soul. But then in the final place, we see in these words a future confidence. At the end of verse 7, David says, "My hope is in thee." What is hope? But simply an expectation for a blessed future. Through the Lord Jesus as his Saviour, David's hope consisted of the mercy, the grace, the favour, and the love of God in his life. But David had also hope for the future. He could look forward to being in heaven itself. He referred to this hope in Psalm 17, verse 15, when he said, "As for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." And it's the same for all who are trusting in the Lord for salvation. There is hope. The book of Proverbs says the hope of the righteous is gladness. There is gladness because we have in Christ a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. One who promises, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Through Christ, their every need is supplied. Philippians chapter 4 we read, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Yes, through the Lord there is the promise of eternal life in heaven. Remember how in John's Gospel Jesus said, "I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Ask any born-again Christian, have they any regrets about getting saved? They will tell you their only regret is that they did not get saved earlier. Without Christ as your Saviour, your soul will be lost in hell forever when you leave the scene of time. But through Christ, you can gain the glory of heaven forevermore. In the Gospel of Matthew, the question is asked, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" May you answer that question today by trusting in Christ for the salvation of your soul. David says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Come to him and taste the riches of his grace. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.